So even though I'm saying this with my voice, think of someone over 9 foot tall. I'm sure he doesn't sound like this, right? So just picture that, or listen to that in your head. Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. Today I defile the ranks of Israel. Give me a man that we may fight together. Now, he did this twice a day for 40 days. Now, in Bible language, we don't really know if it was literally 40 days or if 40 days just meant a lot. Twice a day for a lot of days, right? Probably seemed like 40 days. But anyway, maybe it was 40 days. We don't know. So here was this mighty nation of God, the Israelites, right? Where were they? But they were hiding in their tents. They were hiding in their tents. You see, the morale of the Israelite army was at an all-time low, a reflection of their leader, Saul. They were down and they were discouraged. You know, when your leader is down and discouraged, it kind of infiltrates everybody, right? But I ask you, how many of us would have jumped in and fought that battle with Goliath? This brings me to my first principle, and it's almost a hello, duh. Facing giants can be a discouraging experience. Isn't that kind of a hello, duh? See, sometimes, we can learn you a lot just by saying obvious stuff, right? I am a well-educated man, ain't that true? Well, giants are tough. Giants are tough, and facing them can be very discouraging. You know, it's easy to say that we would fight a giant when we're centuries and miles away. It reminds me of the Monday morning quarterback. Well, if I would have been there, this is what I would have done. Yeah, brother. Get down on that football field and look at those 7 foot guys up there, right? Yeah, I would have done it, that's for sure. I would have run so fast. No, just... So, it is easy to Monday morning quarterback, isn't it? But it's another thing altogether when you find yourself in that place facing that giant. It's another story whenever you're facing that giant and you're right about his belly button, right? It's another story when we are actually there and we are the one called to do something about it. But you know what? You know the interesting thing? All of us face giants, don't we? All of us face giants. And sometimes the giants of our life are so overwhelming that they feel like it's like they knock us over, don't they? Can I get an amen on that one? They just feel like they knock us over. Many of us know one or more people who, like Goliath, intimidate us. Don't we? Not necessarily because they are so big physically. Maybe they just have a strong personality. Or maybe their mouth works really well and you're always going, man, I wish I could think that fast. Right? Maybe they have a powerful position and you're intimidated by their position. Maybe they are very intelligent and you're intimidated by their intelligence. Whatever it is, they make us feel like dwarfs, don't they? When we're around them. Do you know anyone like that? Are you awake this morning? Somebody in whose company your tongue is tied. Your mind turns to mush. And you feel totally incompetent. Do you know anybody like that?